Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody! How are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Sir Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast, and this is a poppin' day. We always talk about it's coming, NFL season's coming. Well, it's pretty much here. This is Tuesday afternoon. Our podcast will go everywhere where the podcasts are available, and that's everywhere. They'll be on site on Wednesday, so it's probably stuff that's going to be happening in between this. You hear this if you're listening to it on Wednesday, but boy, oh boy, things are rocking in the NFL. Not necessarily directly correlated to your Las Vegas Raiders, but certainly there's some ripple effect. There's some ripple effect now. Russell Wilson in the AFC West. Patrick Mahomes. Justin Herbert. Russell Wilson. And Derek Carr. It's a pretty good foursome, isn't it? And let's face it, elephant in the room. Yeah, Derek Carr is the least of the... I've seen a lot of tweets. He's the worst in the AFC West. We can look at it that way. You can say, you know, there's three other really outstanding guys. And that's what it is. It's no reason to get pissed. No reason to lie to yourself or anybody else and say, well, he's better than Herbert. He's better than Russell Wilson at this point. No, he's not. He's the fourth guy in the division. But they can still win with him. I'm very interested to see. I'd love to be the old proverbial fly on the wall in Henderson, Nevada today when McDaniels and Ziegler heard that trade. And to the Seahawks' credit, they got a lot in return. But, I mean, they got four draft picks, premium draft picks, two firsts and a second, two firsts, 2 seconds, a fifth, and then Shelby Harris, a defensive tackle, former Raider, Noah Fant, first round pick. Not as good as they had hoped. He had 68 catches last year. He's solid. And Drew Locke, who's just, you know, going to be a backup in Seattle. And the Broncos got Russell Wilson, a 33-year-old future Hall of Fame quarterback, and a fourth round pick. I mean, I see it makes sense for both teams. Seahawks got some value. They're rebuilding. The Broncos say, you know, we got a pretty good roster. We think we're a dynamic quarterback away. The three guys that we traded away, you know, we can live without them. The picks were hurt, but we needed a quarterback. We're sick of what we've been going on here since Peyton Manning left. And we got to get better because the division's good. The AFC's good. And there's great quarterbacks. And we're decent salary cap room, so I understand why they did that. So now from the Raiders' perspective, you gotta get better on defense, but that was the role anyways, and you gotta fight. You gotta fight, because you're gonna play all these teams are really good now. And the Chargers are really talented, but you know the Chargers still Charger. They chargered last year. They made a lot of mistakes. They should have been in the playoffs. I think the coach is good. I think it's already bitten him in the ass. His romance by fourth and short. You know, didn't he do that against the Raiders real early in the game and it bit him in the ass in the last game? Yeah. So anyways, he's still going to make mistakes, but he has a good team. Chiefs are a Super Bowl contender. They may get hit in free agency on defense a little bit. And the Broncos got a quarterback, so it's going to be interesting. But I don't think this after this move today, the Raiders are dead in the water by any stretch. They're going to have to make some moves, and they're going to have to be smart. And, you know, we're still waiting to see what happens with him and Derek Carr. I mean, you know, are they going to give him a short-term deal? Are they give him a long-term deal? Or are they going to just wait it out? Is somebody a desperate quarterback team, such as Washington, Pittsburgh? Or they say, okay, we'll give you this much for Carr. Because if the Raiders want to trade Carr, and I'm not saying they do, but if they want to, his value probably went up today. I'm just saying, as far as trade compensation goes, it probably went up. So, I mean, that's something to think about. It looks like the Devontae Adams pipe dream. And that's all it was. And it's Derek Carr's fault. And I say that tongue in cheek. But he's the one that got everybody excited about it. And, you know, maybe Adams becomes a free agent next year if he doesn't sign a long-term deal. And maybe this happens again. Who knows? But for now, at least, for this year, it looks like that dream is dead. Of course, they can always trade him, but I don't know if that's where the Raiders are at right now. I don't know. I think they have some other things to do and some restrictions. So I don't know if that would be the wisest. And of course, Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay. So a huge, huge day in the NFL. And it's only going to get busier. I don't know about today, but it's only going to get busier as the days come up. I mean, Monday, but next time we talk, it's going to probably be Tuesday night of next week, and free agency is going to have already started. I know it starts officially next Wednesday, but teams can talk to players next Monday, and deals can be agreed upon, and they have been getting agreed upon in this two-day window the last few years. So by the time free agency starts next Wednesday, it's pretty going to, you know, the buzzers are going to be on the road. You know, there's going to be some slim pickings out there. So, yeah. So the point is, things are happening. And so what I'm going to do the rest of the show is just go through some notes. Maybe jumping around. But I think that's what this show and how I do it is probably the best. So if it doesn't really make sense as far as, hey, you were talking about free agency a few minutes ago. Now you're talking about draft. We're just going to have to deal with it. We're just going to have to put our big boy and girl's pants on and deal with that. Would you draft a right tackle at first round after Leatherwood? McDaniels talked last week. McDaniels didn't really say much about anything. Yeah, he said Derek Carr is going to be our starter for week one. But we kind of knew that. And didn't Dave Ziegler a few hours later said, well, that's the plan. What he gave was an out. Because they don't know if they're going to be able to get a deal done. And it's just everything's wide open. That's fair. But they want Derek Carr to be their quarterback this year. I don't think there's anything doubt about that. But you know how John Gruden always was always Mr. Soundbite, was always interested in entertaining us and with his yucks and his personality. Josh McDaniels doesn't give a shit about that. That's not what he signed up for, and that's not who he is, and that's fair. But I've covered him, you know, a lifetime ago when he was the head coach of the Denver Broncos, and he's just not gonna get. He's a pleasant enough guy. He's not unpleasant, but he's not gonna give you much. I think we saw that last week at his combine presser. But you know, back to Leatherwood, he didn't really say much. He was just kind of, yeah, we like him, but we don't know where he's going to play. So we'll see. And I think that's fair because see what else you get out there. See what you do if you can get a veteran, a free agent, maybe a cheap one at right tackle. And just see and get Leatherwood with his new coaches and see. And they can always change things. So I'm okay with that. But I don't know if I would draft a right tackle just to fill that spot after a year after the Raiders spent the number 17 pick on a right tackle. I know it was a different regime, but still same roster. So I'd like to see them do something else, but we'll see how free agency plays out. I had a post this week on Josh McDaniels and drafting a quarterback. His draft history says that he may draft a quarterback in the late rounds. Maybe earlier rounds. I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a new quarterback, a rookie quarterback on this roster. A guy that he likes, a guy they take a flyer on. If you look at my story, you look at the Patriots' history, that's kind of what they did a lot. I covered a guy named Ron Wolf, who's very familiar to longtime Raider fans, of course. And his philosophy was almost to draft a quarterback late rounds every year. It's a lottery ticket. If he hits, you can trade him and get something for him. And he did it with Matt Hasselbeck in Green Bay, and so I don't mind that. We know the fifth-year option costs, and the Raiders have to make a decision by May 2nd. Mr. Josh Jacobs is $8 million, just a little over $8 million for the fifth-year option. Not bad, not bad. Jonathan Abram is the safety is right under at 7.9, and Clelin Ferrell is 11.5. Clelin Ferrell is not going to get the fifth-year option. I'd be shocked. I think the only one that may get it is Jacobs. That would mean the other two would be free agents after this year. So you have those guys. You have that maybe a Josh Jacobs fifth-year option. You have Derek Carr being a free agent next year. You have Max Crosby in the Athletics reported that they're talking to him about a big deal, and he'd be one of the richest defensive players in the league, and he deserves it. And then you have a Hunter Renfro contract next year. And then you have Darren Waller, who's probably going to want to get a raise soon because all these tight ends are getting franchise tagged. And he's underpaid. And then you got Yannick Ngakoue. So the Raiders are going to have a lot of salary cap room next year, but a lot of it's kind of already spoken for in a lot of ways. So it's going to be interesting. Remember, you know, Gruden traded Khalil Mack, and his big mantra was, you know, hard to pay a quarterback and a defensive star. Well, the Raiders are going to have to do that again with Crosby and Carr. So a lot of decisions to be made. They have some cap room, but they don't have a lot, and they can cut guys like Littleton and Kwiatkowski and Carl Nassib, but those are going to have some dead money ramifications, and they're not going to be, that's not going to be available until after June 1, when, you know, free agency is basically done. You can add a guy here or there, but nothing to really, you know, count changing your roster over. So, you know, Josh McDaniels kind of hinted last week that they may not be super busy in the free agent market, but there's going to be some. I bet they get a decent receiver. I get a value guy, like maybe a DJ Chark or maybe a Allen Robinson if he's not too expensive. There's going to be some pieces there. A Morgan Moses, maybe, right tackle. Some guys on the defensive line, some cornerbacks. There'll be some guys, but I just don't know if there'll be any. Like, holy crap, they got a lot better. And we've talked about this for weeks and weeks. The Raiders' free agents, you know, guys like Hayward and Solomon Thomas and Hankins and Jefferson and Marcus Mariota, those guys are replaceable too. So I don't know if we're going to come out of free agency, even with the Raiders, you know, potentially not spending a lot, if we're going to say, oh, this team is a lot worse. I don't know if we will say that. But I don't know if it's going to be dramatically better either. But, you know, a lot's coming. A lot's already happening. You know, buckle your seatbelt. We're going to talk next week. We're going to talk free agency. Let's have some fun. Oh, what about Kyle Van Noy? I can see him fitting. He was cut by the Patriots. He's worked with McDaniels. He's worked with Patrick Graham. He's worked with Ziegler. He would fit the Raiders system. He's from the West Coast. I could see that being a possibility. And they can sign him now if they wanted. So, again, crazy times ahead. Let's have fun. We'll talk to you soon. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Pride. Take it easy. Have fun. Talk to you once free agency's going.